WCHL. Time for the clean joke of the day. I'm Ron Stutz along with Lauren Stafford.
How are you doing, Ron?
Just fantastic.
I feel like I can't really start my day unless I ask you.
Unless you ask me how
I'm
doing.
Unless I find out how you're doing.
You can just always assume that I'm doing fine.
I feel like I should give you little signs you can put up in the window like, today Ron is feeling okay, just fine, fabulous, great, don't mess with me, you know, so we can all gauge.
Yeah, we need something to signify that.
Exactly,
like
kind of like code
color,
yellow,
you know? Yeah, exactly.
Code red, code orange, yeah. You know, code
I think
green.
People will probably tell when they walk by the window.
True, just how, you know, arm flailing is going on.
I'm usually in a pretty positive mood.
You are. Very true. Got to stay positive.
Yeah.
And on that note, we have a positive joke for the day from Mae McClendon.
Good. I'm positive this will be good.
Yes.
If it's from Mae McClendon.
Jokes. Yes.
One of the most positive people I know.
It's very true. So an out-of-towner drove his car into a ditch in a desolated area.
Uh-oh.
Luckily, a local farmer came to help with his big, strong horse named Buddy.
Uh-huh.
He hitched Buddy up to the car and yelled, "Pull, Nelly, pull." Buddy didn't move. Then the farmer hollered, "Pull, Buster, pull." Buddy didn't respond.
Buster.
Once more, the farmer commanded, "Pull, Coco, pull." Nothing. Then the farmer nonchalantly said, "Pull, Buddy, pull." And the horse easily dragged the car out of the ditch. The motorist, while very appreciative, was also very curious.
I'll bet.
And he asked the farmer why he called his horse by the wrong name 3 times. The farmer said, "Oh, you see, Buddy's blind. And if he thought he was the only one pulling, he wouldn't even try." Teamwork. Even if imaginary, I guess, goes a long way.
Exactly right. Hey, that's good. I like that.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Have a good day.
You too.